Right back at it here for the only meeting of the season between the Everett Silvertips and Edmonton Oil Kings from downtown Everett. Mike Benton with you, and joining us now for a coach's conversation is Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, first off, happy Thanksgiving. How was it for you and the rest of the family?
Great. Some family in from out of town, and even Mr. Patrick Pajak, our coaching assistant here. So he's become part of our tradition. We had a wonderful day together, just family.
How different of a feel for an off day versus any other normal day?
Well, we didn't take Thanksgiving 100% off. We had a morning workout and a light skate and a meeting yesterday. So it was, from a hockey standpoint, it was business as normal. We kept the day a little shorter. We got everybody out of the rink by noon so they could get home to turkey and some football on TV. But typical of a lot of birthdays, Thanksgivings, and Christmases, there isn't much holidays in hockey. You kind of plow right through it. So we have 10 games left before there's an actual WHL Christmas holiday of 7 days. So we want to see what we can get done in these next 10 games, and then we'll all get a break from the game for a week.
What's the appropriate attitude here for this evening? More from Wednesday or more of the same here?
Well, Wednesday, it's, I'll be honest with you, getting nervous as a coach about a game like tonight, because we have never, ever played well after a win against Seattle. And the psychology behind it is that when you have a rivalry game and you get really excited and you win, you have an emotional letdown your next game. It's just hard to find the excitement to play Edmonton, because there's no rivalry. We only see them once a year. They're a team in another division. You know, we're in first place. There's not a team immediately behind us, so Tri-Cities is awful close. And so you just, you know, you lose that edge that it takes to be great in the business. So it'll be very interesting to see what kind of team we are coming out playing a team that we have no rivalry against.
The fast start seemed to help the Silvertips, and for a few players who were getting used to the essence of Wednesday's game, adjusting very, very quickly. I bring to the attention of Bradley Gothels playing in his first game. There's obviously, as you mentioned before, a process involved with trying to get oneself educated to the Silvertips system here, but what did he bring out of just night number one? What more can he bring to be in the rotation here on a consistent basis?
Well, if you look at the four lines that we play, generally, if everybody played equally, and some nights it's if everybody's going, we play all four lines, then everybody's going to get about 18 shifts. There might be nights that one line's going more than another, and you might lean on that line. Maybe a line's having an off night, and now you might be talking about one line playing 22 shifts, and maybe the line that plays the least getting more like 14 shifts or something like that, where you're leaning on the guys that are having good nights. So it was Bradley's first game. We didn't know if he'd get in before Christmas or after Christmas. He's gotten in 11 games before Christmas. And in his first game, we didn't know if he'd play one shift or 20 shifts. He ended up playing 9, which is a lot less than a regular shift, but it's still a chance to get out there 9 times and get the feel for life in a much more competitive, much higher paced league than he played in last year. With those 9 shifts, he did fine. He was steady. He, you know, and we've had a chance now to look at those shifts, and he'll grow as he goes. But it's you know, if you think back to our kids playing their little preseason Labor Day tournament, and you think about all the mistakes and where we were at as a team and how it took a month to fix all of those things, I wouldn't expect that until he's played 10 games at least for us that he'd be anywhere remotely ready to try to pass a test of whether he really can play or not. So it's something that we're going to have to be extremely patient with.
Against Edmonton and putting a guy in like Ian Walker to the lineup, what do you and the rest of the coaching staff see as far as what he could contribute in replacing Montana Onyebuchi for a night like tonight?
Well, steady. That's what I think a young defenseman in this league has to do, and it's provides just steady shifts that allow players that play a lot in the game, Noah Juleson, Kevin Davis, Skrmita, you know, our older D that log a lot of ice time, they need a break. And so when you go out there, you're not, as a 16-year-old D, trying to solve the world's problems and be the reason that you win and overdo the offensive part of the game. You got to keep the game simple. You got to get your job done defensively. You got to move the puck fairly quickly and get us 45 seconds of steady shifts, which, you know, way back, the guys we're talking about, like Noah Juulsen and Kevin Davis, who, you know, look, they're good D out there, and they're big contributors to our team, but they started in Ian Walker's shoes 4 years ago, where they didn't play as much, and so all he's got to do right now is just get in and give us steady, solid shifts and just learn and grow the game as he learns and grows as a person.
Kevin, thank you. That's Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. We'll come back in a bit with more, and you're listening to Sound Transit Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.